listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi. Man, I miss these. Ask Father TJ if it's okay to use the Lord's name in vain when Longhorns football team loses. Did Nicole ask for absolution there? Did she ask for any absolution on that?
Mm-hmm.
When the football team can't stop anybody?
I don't know. Well, maybe you didn't hear. There's a new sheriff in town.
Oh, yeah? The Steve highest Sarkeesian. Paid in history, in the history of the school.
Steve Sarkeesian.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's a big deal.
It's his turn to get the money.
It is his turn to get the money. Man, I'm looking at... Dreamshake sent us a picture of Kyle Tucker in the cage.
This is video. Unbelievable.
Kyle Tucker
is minimum.
He looks like Barry Bonds.
Heavy. Well, him and Bregman minimum. On the same workout plan.
Yeah, apparently Kyle Tucker actually. I'm looking. He hasn't driven a ball yet though. His arms are too big.
Like can't seriously,
I know. I'm serious.
He looks tight. He looks very tight.
Kyle Tucker.
I'm taking the under on Tucker.
He was a skinny little kid. Kyle Tucker, I remember when he was just a little skinny little kid.
You mean last year?
Yeah. I remember, just a few months ago.
Kyle Tucker looked like a kid who was having the crust cut off his peanut butter and jelly sandwiches last year.
Yeah.
Now he's like somebody who is just is putting in 5 scoops of protein powder into every smoothie.
Yeah. Didn't Raheel think he was like the personification of white privilege?
Yeah.
For whatever reason, he hated Kyle Tucker.
He looked at that face and thought to himself, this dude must have been saying stuff to minorities at some point in his life.
Yeah, just randomly. Put a horrible thing
let's
on the guy.
Yeah,
just looked at him and said, nah, I'm out on him.
He just looks like he's just so white privileged.
Yeah, well, I don't know anything about Kyle Tucker.
No. He probably grew up in a mean street.
So he's listed at 190. And actually, 190 feels like more like what he would be right now. Previously, he felt like 130.
Well, I don't know about 130, but 160, 165. Yeah, he probably put on 25.
All right, so
man, these dudes were working this offseason, he and Bregman. Either that or they're just
so
juicing.
When he was 18 years old, he was 175. 6'4", 175. Baseball Reference lists him. Oh, they list him at 199, which actually, that's probably, you know, that might be a new weight for him. About 200 pounds. It's serious. You can tell the difference quickly.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, my God. You just look at him.
The
it's
chicken
old.
Neck is thicker. The shoulders and the arms are bigger. Like, he is not a small guy right now.
Do you think he's juicing?
I don't know.
Just an opinion from here.
No. Just eyeballing it from
eyeballing.
From a Twitter video from outside a park.
Gal, what do you think?
I don't like to slander people that way.
No, it's not slander. I'm just asking you a question.
I don't think he's juicing.
Okay, good.
If he's juicing, then is Alex Bregman juicing?
No. Why would Alex Bregman or anybody in Major League
That's
Baseball
what I'm saying. Juice? I wouldn't suggest that Kyle Tucker's juicing.
No.
All right, I'm just asked a question.
I wouldn't even ask that question.
I wasn't accusing anybody of anything.
He's listed at 199.
It was a question.
MLB.
You answered it, asked and answered.
Let's
move on.
Well, let's ask you. Do you think Kyle Tucker's juicing?
No, I heard that he's not. I just heard that.
Okay, good. I don't like you besmirching our Astros.
No, I just heard I've heard rumors, okay, that he's not juicing.
Rumors from who?
Kyle Tucker. Here's baseball Kyle Tucker.
You hear things. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Here's baseball Kyle Tucker. I'm going to see how old his Instagram pictures are. Now we're going to Instagram stalk him. See, November of 2020, this looks like Kyle Tucker regular, right? That looks like kind of skinnier Kyle Tucker.
Right. That's getting your Kyle Tucker on.
So let's see the most recent Kyle Tucker in Tampa, Florida, January 2nd. Let me see if I got a swole-ass Kyle Tucker. Nope. The last Kyle Tucker we have is this Kyle Tucker, and I can't tell. Although he does look a little bigger there already. He's got like a little more handsome Andrew Luck vibe.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Like not the Andrew Luck, like
he looks
regular Andrew Luck.
Yeah, he looks a little British there, though. A little.
Yep.
I don't know.
This does look like a Bridgerton wedding.
It kind of does. Everybody's in tuxedos.
So
everybody's white and in tuxedos.
Here's not Bridgerton.
No, not Bridgerton.
They mix it all up.
Yeah.
So here's what we've got to look forward to. You got a more swole right fielder, a more swole third baseman.
Yeah.
I need to see what Bregman looks like out there as well.
Paul Brantley.
Yeah, Brantley back. I'm a little concerned, honestly. Tucker getting this big this fast. Because I've been counting on him to be. He was started raking the ball skinny, too.
Yeah.
Like, maybe not put 30 pounds on right now.
Well, we'll see. I mean, everybody, they want to change their body style. Oh, I'll get better. Well, maybe not. I mean, a lot of golfers do that, and maybe not. Oh, I'm going to change my equipment because I'm just going to get, maybe not. Just keep on going. Kyle Tucker was on a great trajectory. Hopefully this doesn't, I mean, he didn't look great in the cage. Of course, it's day one of batting cage.
Right.
So, we'll see.
Of batting cage. Kyle's just really struggling right now to get the bat through the zone. He's kind of big. And I think he needs to just lose. He's going to need to lose a little weight. But
what if he's just hasn't been lifting? He's been lifting and just mashing it like Roostars. What if he's just been eating and watching Netflix?
I think he probably has been eating.
No,
he's going on Bryson DeChambeau method.
Yeah.
He just got big, bro. He just got big.
Do you know I slid into someone's DMs yesterday?
Tells?
Oh, girls.
Who's?
Lainey Fritz, because I'm trying to find out about pass rusher Patrick Johnson. Mm. Can I get your dad's number? Hey, Lainey, can I get your dad's number? I want to ask him about Patrick Johnson.
What do you
their
think
outside
him
linebacker.
In the Lainey Fritz's.
I know. I slide into DMs for different reasons. Like, can you send me your dad's number so I can ask him about this edge rusher from Tulane? Thank you. Oh, hope you're well. Stay safe.
Hashtag hope you didn't have safe. Any damage.
Yeah. Hope you didn't have. Yeah, I know. Hope you made out okay. Hashtag stay safe. Hashtag hope you're well.
Speaking of which, Marcus Coleman's going to join us at 10 o'clock right here on ESPN.
Speaking of which, what did we say?
Well, speaking of somebody coming out of the blue, I mean, Marcus texted me the other day, hey, how you guys doing? I haven't talked to Marcus in 5 years. I don't know, somewhere around there. Hey, hope you guys are doing well. I'm like, hey, hope you are too.
Well,
what you doing?
Well, potential tragedies bring people closer together, John.
It does.
You start to ask about people you haven't heard about in a long time, or haven't talked to in a long time. You want to see that they're okay. And maybe ask them a question or two about stuff.
Yeah, about stuff. You never know.
You never know
what's going on.
Yeah.
So he's going to join us. I'll ask him about what he thinks about this whole Texan situation thing going on. Now, he's still a coach. He's a Trinity now. He's probably got to be pretty politically correct because he is in the coaching business. So.
But he's not an NFL coach.
No, but he probably is trying to get there.
If Andre Johnson...
What would you ask him that he would...
An ambassador can take shots.
Yeah. Well, Andre Johnson isn't working for the team. He isn't trying to work anymore. Andre Johnson's...
You think your name becomes mud if you take a shot at the Texans right now?
No. I just don't know if Texans, you want to be very controversial. I don't know. Listen.
Who knows?
It's a crazy business, okay? He's a DB coach right now. Did you see he was like in an indoor league? He was the head coach of an indoor team.
Was he head coach?
Yeah, Marcus. Yeah.
He was the head coach. I didn't realize he was head coach.
Yeah, I'm going to look it up here. I looked him up. I was like, what the heck is this? He was the West Texas Warbirds head coach.
Still
before
is.
Before that,
apparently.
He was the Tucson Sugar Skulls.
That's dope, coach.
He's been coaching a lot in the Arena League.
How in the world do you come up with Sugar Skulls?
Coach for the Barnstormers.
The Iowa Barnstormers.
Defensive coordinator
and
at one
Cities
point.
Fever.
Yeah, and he's now at Trinity University.
Trinity University right now. And, he's a DB coach there. So, and he's got like a gaggle. He's like you. He's got like a gaggle of children.
Oh, does he?
His wife Lisa, and I live in Texas. With Nick, Gabriella, Jonathan, and their grandson, Jaden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I told him, he told me, I'm like, grandson, dude.
How old are you?
Oh, okay, it's your wife. I got you. Okay. So it's not his direct. I don't think. Mark isn't old enough to have a grandson.
No, that's what I'm talking about.
No.
I'm like, how old am I if Marcus Coleman has a grandson?
Well, his team's in season, right? Aren't they playing in the spring, from what I can tell?
Division III's playing in the spring?
I believe so.
Okay, he said he had meetings this morning, so he wanted to do it later.
I didn't see any of the college football this weekend. You know, there was some college football.
Yeah.
I just didn't see it.
No, with your eyes?
Nah, just didn't get excited about it.
No. Time to talk about, you know what? I think that's a jab at those conferences.
Well, that's not, but well, it is. But Site Jab is here to, you know, it's funny. I look at websites for my parents' website for their football clinic, restaurants, different restaurants around Houston. I go to websites all the time. If I'm going to go to a restaurant or a bar or whatever, and I want to check it out, a movie theater, I don't care what it is. I go to, or if I'm going to use a company, especially for business purposes, I go to the website. I want to see what work they've done previously. I want to see what they're all about, what the menu is, what pictures, videos, whatever they can put together. And the thing about SiteJab is they can help you put together an entire, they've got an entire suite of products that they can use for your, you know, not just building the website from scratch, which is obviously clearly important. That's where it starts. But they can also do videos, professional videos for your website that's integrated. They can do e-commerce. They can help you with branding strategy and marketing and you know, creating logo. If you want a new logo design, they can do all that. Really anything that you're looking for is part of what SiteJab can do for you. They're local. They've been in business for over 2 decades, and they want to take care of you right now, and they can build websites within 3 to 6 weeks, custom-made sites from scratch. SiteJab.com, SiteJab.com. Sign up for your free consultation right now on the website, SiteJab.com.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us here. Come on, some calls, something. You got to have something that you that's going on in your life.
Here's one for the Cowboy fans. Okay. I said I was going to bring this up. I believe we may be entering a territory where teams are just not willing to throw $30 million plus at a quarterback if they don't believe in that quarterback to be the best they can be. And I don't blame them with the way that a quarterback can cap you out. If you don't think that you have the guy, I mean, there should be a second there should be a second figure like the, well, there is, like the $25 million figure, something like that. I think the Cowboys fundamentally do not believe that Dak Prescott is capable of elevating the team to championship status. That's my guess. We've heard all this talk, but they're not getting deals done. Now, Zach's people are probably looking for, you know, a big deal. They want to get paid too. He's not in the same conversation to
probably.
Me.
Probably. He allegedly turned down 33.
I know. Well, that's actually, 33 is a very reasonable number for a Dak Prescott.
Yeah. But not to Dak, it's not.
But you're not Deshaun. You're not Pat Mahomes. You're not going to be Lamar Jackson. I don't think so.
No.
And I'm curious, Cowboy fans, 713-780-3776. Texans fans, you can weigh in. Anybody can weigh in. This is really more of a football question, but I see all these people, pay Dak his money, just pay Dak. But if you're running a team, do you pay Dak? If Dak wants $35 million a year, if you're running a team, don't tell me because you're a fan and you just say pay Dak, or you're just somebody who wants him to get paid or whatever. This is an honest question. I'll start with Dell. Would you give Dak $35 million a year for, let's say 5 years, $35 million, with most of it guaranteed? Would you give that to Dak Prescott? If you're the general manager,
I don't want to tie myself to Dak for that long.
I don't either. If you told me 3 years, I would probably take my shot for 3 years and say, okay, we got Gallup, we got CeeDee Lamb, frankly, we're getting to the point where we might, well, you already gave Amari a contract, which is stupid, but and Zeke. But you've got Amari, you got CeeDee Lamb that will be coming up. I guess you'd have to structure it to where you're out of the Zach money by the time that, but then if he plays well, you're going to have to give him even more money.
CeeDee Lamb, you got tied up for a while.
What's that?
You got CeeDee Lamb tied up.
Yeah, you got CeeDee Lamb. Well, you know, not as long as you think. You got 3 more years, and that would coincide with Zach. You'd have to pay CeeDee Lamb. Well, I mean, technically 4 more years.
4 more years.
But you'd have to pay CeeDee Lamb at about, because that's the time you're looking at getting a deal done for CeeDee Lamb.
Yeah, right.
So I don't know that Dak is, I frankly, I'm of the belief that there's only about 8 quarterbacks you can win a championship with based on how good they are, and probably actually lower than that. The rest of them need a lot of help around them. Now, Dak happens to have a lot of help around him. But if you have to have all that help around you to win at defensively,
yeah, yeah.
No, they stink.
Yeah.
But offensively.
Well, you got to have that too, though. Yeah.
Yeah, but he's got a lot.
Yeah.
He's got a lot around him, or at least they're paying a lot. Would you, are you good with paying Dak?
No.
I'm not either.
Not, no.
Is there a number you would pay him? Is it about length for you, Dell? I wouldn't want to give him any contract at $6 million. It's 5 or 6 years.
I don't know if I could, but I would like to tie his contract to when I can get out from under Zeke. Like Zeke, dead cap in 2022 is 10.8.
You're probably he's going to get cut.
When do you think he's?
I think as soon as they can get out from under his contract, I think they will.
Well, cap savings in 2022, if they cut him, would be about just under 6, and then after the next year, it'd be just around 8.5. 2023. If I could tie Dak in 21, 22, 23, like a 3-year deal, and the whole Zeke Dak thing can be done in 2023 if I so choose, I'd do that. But I'm not looking to give him.
3-year window is not bad.
Yeah, I'm not looking to give him 5 years.
At what? But I wouldn't do 35. Like, I wouldn't set a number like that for Dak. I mean, I'd say, look, we'll give you 32 for 3 years. And he's going to say no. I mean, what about $100 million for 3 years? That's over $33 million a year.
Yeah. Well, he turned that down already, so. And I think he wants a long-term deal.
Done.
Yeah.
See, people, this is kind of annoys me about people. Just pay that man. Just pay that man his money. You don't have to run a team with cap implications. When you got Amari Cooper making money, you got Ezekiel Elliott making money. Like, and if you don't believe in Zach all the way, like Baker Mayfield, I don't believe in Baker Mayfield as being a playmaker who elevates a team. Baker Mayfield, to me, is a snap taker who needs people around him. And if that's the case, I mean, there's a price tag for that. It's in the $20
million. Yeah.
Baker will get his. It's not cheap.
You look at the Cowboys, Amari, and after 2021, dead cap in 2022 is 6. Cap hit is 22. 23 is $4 million for dead cap. I tie all those guys together. Like, I would want to get out from all of them in that after that 2023 year.
Oh yeah, they got a big washout coming where they can get rid of some money, but not for a couple of years.
So if you can't convince Dak to take the 3-year deal for, as you said, $100 million, but I would want to get rid of all of them. You guys got 3 years to figure it out. If we don't figure it out in 3 years, bye, all of you. We'll start over.
I just forget when $100 million wasn't enough.
It's disrespectful.
Yeah,
it is a disrespectful total.
Disrespectful.
Yeah, you're paying me what they're paying Kirk Cousins per year. You're disrespecting me.
Let's get Mike in here.
Kirk Cousins is making.
By the way, I got a new name for your podcast. If you want to do a draft podcast, Dell, what's the name of your podcast?
Respect My Decision.
Okay. If you're doing a draft podcast, it could be With That Said, because in the graphic now where guys do prayer hands and when they're going to go pro, they think there's a model everyone follows. With That Said, now With That Said, or With All That Said, I have now decided to enter my name into a new journey with the NFL draft, or yada, yada, yada. That's what everyone's...
With That Said.
I saw a kicker that did that. Somebody from Florida, McPherson,
the,
or whatever.
The one?
The kicker
had
a graphic that...
With the prayer?
Decided...
He left early?
Forgo. Yeah, their kicker left early.
Wouldn't you want to leave Florida early?
Ain't nobody caring about a kicker leaving early.
I mean, make that kick against LSU, and then maybe we talk about you leaving early.
Do you really need a degree from Florida?
I mean, It's more about him being a kicker and leaving early, not about his degree. I don't care about his degree.
Don't you want to get out of that?
Speaking of Florida, I was going to wait to do my start up my podcast again like in mid-March, but of course the Gators are doing spring practice right now. So it's like, okay, I guess I got to start again. It's like, damn you, once again screwing me over. Like they're like their spring practice started early late last week in February.
We got swag football. And MAC football.
I'm not doing. Yeah, not MAC football. MEAC maybe.
Yeah, MEAC, and we got FCS.
What's that mean to me?
Everything. It's college football.
Is it?
That yeah.
Are you watching? Are you watching the game?
Respect
my decision to cover.
Respect my
FBS
decision
football,
for you to cover it.
Respect my decision that I only want to cover FBS.
Let's respect Mike and put him on the air. Hey, Mike.
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
Good man. How are you?
Doing good. And maybe this topic has been covered before, but I grew up in a town that did not have a pro sports team, even in the state, and I moved to Houston and I picked up Astros and the Texans. It's been about 6 years, and during that time I picked up a couple of jerseys. I bought the, you know, expensive stitched ones and everything, and lucky me, George Springer, J.J. Watt. My question is, do I still rock that around town at this point, or not? What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, no, you can always. I mean, George Springer and J.J. Watt are
beloved.
Are heroes here forever.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't rock a Mike Fiers.
No.
I don't think a Fiers Astros jersey would be appropriate.
Fire Astros jersey is not fire.
I wouldn't, you know, a Harden. Can you rock a Harden still?
Yeah, you can. Yeah. What did he do? What did he do bad other than?
Well, he was an a-hole to get out of here.
Yeah, but you could still wear
it. He wanted to leave and left us with this.
But James Harden was really, really good.
Yeah.
You can wear James Harden.
Can you still wear Deshaun leaves? Can you still wear Deshaun?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think so.
Yeah? Can I wear?
You can wear anything. Can I wear a
McNair?
You can't wear Fiers. McNair. Steve McNair?
No.
What McNair jersey Cal. Are you talking about?
A Cal McNair jersey? Yeah.
What, does Shipley's have a jersey to wear? Ooh,
see, that's ugly.
Is there?
That is so...
What Cal McNair jersey am
Do
I going to
think...
Shipley's. He's got Shipley's
with a McNair,
and McNair
on the back. Yeah. What, a man can't like donuts?
That is so.
A man can like donuts, yeah.
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 Can you still rock your clowny?
I mean, I'm.
Yeah, it's kind of weak.
So. But you're going to wear a Deshaun jersey if he forces his way out. You're still going
to
wear it.
I kind of feel like you're wearing those jerseys really.
To spite.
No, you're wearing those jerseys because you don't want to buy another one.
We've seen that before.
Yeah.
When the guy took his car jersey and just put Shab on the back. Over the back. Because it's number 8.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I mean, would you want to spend extra money on Shab?
No, I spent it.
That's actually not a bad play. Look. Whoever's number 8 is getting this, I'm just changing the name on because they're probably not going to be that good. And Shab, you wouldn't want to spend extra money. I mean, getting a Shab jersey already is just like...
Enough people did it.
Yeah.
How do you feel today?
So we talked about how corny...
About your Shab jersey. Like, if you bought a Shab jersey, did you feel great about it even when you bought it?
No.
You couldn't have.
You couldn't have. You were like... Droopy, it was not Droopy Dog. Who did he look like?
You called him Droopy Dog. I don't know. Someone called him Droopy Dog.
Wasn't
he
Droopy
was more
Dog.
Eeyore to me.
You used to, Lance, you used to call him something.
Yeah, Droopy.
Was
yeah.
it?
Yeah,
I did. Droopy
Dog. That was one of our salesmen.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Oh, no. You guys want to maybe get something going in here?
What?
Droopy Dog, get out of here.
Get out of here, Tommy.
Trying to do a show.
Get out of here, Droopy.
Hey, guys, I may be going to do something here if you guys want to be.
Shut up.
Oh, that was
Get out of here and go not sell something, Droopy.
Droopy Dog.
That guy made me pissed.
He pissed you off. Oh, that was so funny.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say, I forgot to get you some
Oh, this is such
copy.
An inside thing.
I forgot to get you some copy notes. Just make it up as you go.
Thanks, Droops.
See, you're making us laugh, but no one else knows.
I know, I've never been more mad at somebody in radio. Frank Bullington saved an email that I had. He's like, hey, I just want to remind you how mad you were at Bob Lewis. He sent it back to me. I'm like, whoo, I was furious. It was a very... angrily crafted email I sent.
Oh, that is good stuff. All right, it's 828 ESPN 97.5. Time for me to talk about GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com. You want to sell your car? Of course you want to sell your car. If you're going to sell your car, I mean, I don't know what happened with your car in the freeze, in the great freeze of 2021. I don't know, but I do know this. If you got to get rid of it, if you got to get out from under it, if you lost money because you couldn't work or your pipes busted, now you don't have enough money or whatever you got to do, I mean, listen, there's plenty of stories out there. I'm not making light of it. What I'm saying is that you might have to sell that car. And if you got to sell that car, this is the guy that you sell it to. You sell it to John Clay Wolf. What's up, John Clay Wolf?
Sell your what?
Your car.
Sell us your car.
Sell us. That's what you do for a living. Don't you remember?
I thought you were doing that spoof on sell us your kid or givemethekid.com. If you don't want your kid anymore, we'll put a bid on it.
That's cars for kids. You don't get to give away your kid.
No,
kids.
We did a thing. Sell us your kid.
Oh, you did a sell us your kid?
Sell us your kid.
I'm confused.
Yeah. One guy had a kid, a 32-year-old that was a coke habit. We didn't give him much for his kid. It had a bad coke habit. Yeah.
I'm not paying for any kid's tuition.
No. No, see? Yeah. Well, but here's the deal. If some great athlete, if Deshaun Watson and some...
Is he good looking?
He's good looking, and he's a great athlete, and let's say he has a baby with a porn star, that baby's going to be worth a lot of money. Wow. Right?
Hey guys, y'all are confusing the hell out of me. I don't know if you're stoned or been drinking or what, Granada, but I don't appreciate you calling me all screwed up, and you're making me think I'm losing my mind. Call me again tomorrow. Bye, guys.
Bye. So, in other words, sell them your car. Do you want to sell your car? GiveMeTheVIN.com. That's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Tim says, Cup fan Timmy says, I had a proud Benny Joprue jersey.
Yeah, he did. That's right. I forgot Cup fan Tim had the Benny Joprue jersey.
Benny.
That's just ironic.
Well, Benny Joprue was in their first draft, the third rounder, tight end out of Michigan, second draft?
I think maybe this. No, it wasn't even the second.
It was early.
It was further on than that.
It was one of their first drafts. Anyway, I believe a third rounder out
Benny
of Michigan.
Joprue never. Was, oh, yeah, you're right. 2003 draft.
Yes.
Second draft.
And he was in the same draft as Jason Witten, and Witten was drafted after him. Yes. And I was
Benny
like.
Benny Joprue was hurt almost every day.
No, Benny Joprue never played a down.
Yeah, he did.
No. Did Benny Joprue play a down for the Houston Texans?
Yeah. He played in. Oh, wait a minute. Says he played in one game.
No, I don't believe he played a down for the Texans.
Since he played one game, man. I don't know. I better check the old snap count.
I'm pretty sure he didn't play a down.
He never played a game.
Never played a down. And he was
and they
passed on Jason Witten for Benny Joprue.
Yeah.
I tweeted something. It was only maybe a couple 3-4 years ago. I tweeted something about the Benny Joprue, but what a disaster.
He's on Twitter, he probably.
It says
he's Benny a bust.
Yeah, I said, biggest busts or something. It was something about a bust, and I was like, well, what about Benny Joprue? And all of a sudden, Benny Joprue answers, hey, bro, you mad? Or sorry, Benny.
Pro Football Reference has him as playing a game for the Texans, not collecting a stat.
Yeah.
I don't know if he played a snap, but maybe he was active.
He was active, I think.
He's got 3,345 followers. He's verified. He's also private. He follows me. I guess I follow him.
Oh, he might follow me. Maybe that's why.
And this is what his bio says. NFL bust. Major weirdo creep. University of Michigan diehard. My apologies beforehand. That's all it says.
Oh.
He did play games for the Seahawks.
Oh, he did?
Yes.
Well, that
2006.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
But, yeah, it looks like from what I can tell, he was active for a game for the Texans but didn't collect the stats, so did he even really play?
Yeah. The Houston Texans jersey that never goes out of style is the Houston 32. Yep, Jonathan Wells.
Jonathan Wells.
You sure
Wells.
He doesn't mean the one that just says Texans on the back with
it's
the number 32?
Jonathan 32? Wells.
I tell you what, honestly, Jonathan Wells, remember, isn't that the same as the Zach, not Zach Stacy?
Ohio State running back. What?
Not Zach Stacy, but.
Yeah, Zach Stacy. Stacy Mack.
Stacy Mack. Wasn't Stacy Mack the same number? This organization is a disaster.
No, I don't think Stacy Mack was the same.
Stacy Mack, Jonathan Wells. Did we ever have Beanie Wells too?
Stacy Mack was 34.
30. Oh, that's right, 34.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, we haven't had a lot of 32s though. I mean, Jonathan Wells.
That number is reserved for the greats.
They retired it after Jonathan Wells.
No, Glonnie Johnson currently has 32.
Yeah, but it's kind of like it's retired.
What? No. I don't know if you heard. He's going to be off. He's off the chain.
Yeah, he's going to be off the chain this year.
I don't know if you heard.
Let him off the chain. But no one has made a play in that number really ever. It's been retired forever.
Yeah.
Ever since Jonathan Wells had that big 500-yard season, no one has ever made a play. It's kind of like they retired the jersey.
Right.
It's kind of like they've retired a lot of jersey numbers.
Well, speaking of which, what about Michael Pittman won't give up 11 for Carson Wentz?
Yeah, I don't know you, bro.
You ain't good. Yeah. Like, yeah.
You ain't Peyton Manning. Oh,
did you see your season Manning last year? You could be off this team in 2 years.
Yeah.
I got to give up my number for you? Why?
Yeah. Who are you?
That's
you,
one of the exactly first times we've seen that. Usually you can buy your way in, but Pittman's like.
Well, Chris, look, we saw it last offseason. Chris Godwin was like, oh, Tom Brady wants 12. Here,
oh,
take it.
Yeah.
But Carson Wentz, Michael Pittman, like,
Carson Wentz, Tom Brady, same
thing. No.
So, I don't guess feel who like ain't getting no targets?
Ooh.
So damn. Be it, I guess.
Guess what? You got to make that man happy.
I didn't think about that. A wide receiver saying no to a quarterback?
No. Yeah. Guess what?
Oh, goodness.
Oh, he's
do you
wide
really
open
want to wear that number anymore anyway? Wentz, get done with that. Try to start all over at the new number.
Yeah, one. Go with one.
Did you hear what Tom Brady was going to be if he didn't get his jersey?
No.
Number 7.
For what?
If he didn't.
Why? Why 7?
Godwin, as high school number.
Oh, it was his high school number. Boulder wants to get in here. Talk about a Texans jersey. What do you say, Boulder?
Yeah, what's happening? Love the show, fellas. I just wanted to tell you, I got a Texans jersey before they even drafted their first player. It is a number 32, and on the back it just says Houston, so I can wear it forever.
Says what?
Love the show. Houston. Thanks, guys.
It says Houston.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, yeah, you can wear that forever. 32. But well, see, 32 was dumb because they were the 32nd
team. 32nd franchise.
Yeah. They're not the 32nd overall franchise.
Well,
though,
currently.
At that time.
At that time, they were the 32nd.
And today.
But, yeah. I mean.
If we,
it's called an evergreen jersey.
Yeah, you're right, Del. They're still the 32nd franchise.
Let's be clear.
Yeah.
Today as well.
You're right.
No. No, Jacksonville is.
Oh, no. Not
who would you rather be?
Oh, no. I'd much rather be. By the way, Amy Palchik got hired by Urban Meyer.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. She'll make an appearance in Houston.
Wow.
Yeah.
Once a year.
She'll be here every year.
When did
year
she get hired?
Yesterday. Came down yesterday.
Oh, nice.
He hires Chris Doyle. And everyone, whoa, Chris Doyle? The guy from Iowa is racist and this, that, and the other. He's like, Amy Palchik.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good job.
Yeah, right.
Good job, Urban.
Ooh.
Urban's like, woo.
No, but he's going to have some explaining to do about that Chris Doyle hire.
He's already gone.
No, but even still. The only reason he's gone is because he got such crap.
I don't explain anything. I just don't even answer it and don't even bring it up.
Well, his players are going to bring it up.
You think?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But he's not even there. He hasn't even seen his players.
When they get there.
Okay, you're a player. I'm Urban. Go ahead.
Hey, coach, what's this deal with Chris Doyle? What? I mean.
Who?
Yeah, the guy you hired.
At what position?
He was strength and conditioning.
Let me check and see who our strength and conditioning guy is.
One you hired and he quit because the heat was so hot.
Chris Doyle?
How come Chris Doyle?
I don't even know who you're talking about.
I'm not even talking about Jack Easterby.
I don't even know who you're talking
about.
You know
what I'm not talking about anymore?
I'm looking at this website and it says we don't have that guy here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Let's get out on the practice field and go.
But there are articles written about him being hired.
On what?
Coach. On multiple websites.
I'm checking right now.
There's an article with your statement regarding
Chris
him
Doyle?
No longer coaching.
Chris Doyle here. If your name is Chris Doyle, please come up to the front here. I'd like to meet you. Mm. No one's coming up, guys. Mm. I don't know what y'all are talking about.
Is that the same strategy he used for Zach Smith? I don't know Zach Smith.
Yeah,
that is
the same thing.
It kind of is.
Who?
It kind of is.
You do the same thing.
You know, even though, you know, he had all those text messages, he and his wife. Okay.
Zach Smith, remember when he was a wild card on Twitter and was just firing he still at Tom, is. At Tom Herman? Is he still?
Yeah, he hasn't quit.
He hasn't?
He still does that what, type of stuff.
I wonder what he's doing.
I wonder what Zach Smith.
Okay, cool. Hook him.
You know, I wonder what, like this, the CEO of Seattle, the Mariners, he quit.
Mather? Yeah, I read the whole thing that he said. I was like, oh.
Yeah, some of it was in really good, yeah.
Yeah.
Where like, he talked about how well, guys about couldn't speak players, English.
Yeah, he went, because some of the things about, oh, he's talking about, he's this, he's that, he's this, he's that. You know, this player, we don't think he's valuable enough for this. He's overpaid. I'm like, you know, that's something you don't want getting out. But, yeah, I understand. And, like, this guy, oh, he wants $75,000 extra because we're going to take it out of his salary because he needs an interpreter. Because we can, like, oh, this guy can barely speak English, but he's got a big personality. Like, yeah, just don't say. Make it a smaller group.
Well, no, not even. No, like your wife you tell this to. That's it. That's it. No, I mean, he's telling a. He's going. I mean, you're too stupid to be the CEO anymore. You're too stupid. Virally to a Rotary Club breakfast, you're telling all these things. He was right. I got to quit. I can't do this anymore because I'm too stupid. Yeah. But what do they do now? Like, I was wondering what is Jamie Rootes doing? What is Jamie Rootes going to do from here on? I mean, he ran this organization for 20 some years.
Oh, he'll do something. Yeah, maybe Houston Sports Authority. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
You know, something like that. Maybe Houston's bid for World Cup stuff.
Well,
or whatever.
That's already.
Well, I know, but maybe he will be part of
Chris Kennedy's like, hey.
Well, part of the planning committee for events surrounding that. I don't know.
Or maybe he could run a business. I mean, absolutely, he could run a business. I mean, but he's been in the sports world for so long. What do you do when you're fired anymore? Do you get another? Does anybody give you a chance?
You know, something we have to, speaking of getting a chance, and something we need to talk about that we didn't talk about, Lance, because, you know, an ice storm hit. We got to talk about why one John Granato was following Dylan Thompson.
Oh, my gosh, you were gone. And Dell and I are just sitting here doing award-winning shows.
That's right.
And when you've got something to answer for when we come back, you've got something to answer for.
Exactly. That's why it's good.
This is in the same line as the insurrection that you may or may not have been a part of.
Uh-huh.
Now we've got something else that may tie you. Unfortunately, I don't want to say anything more other than, do we really know John Granato?
I would say
really
no.
Do we really know if we need a generator?
I say yes. I mean, if you say no and you went through the 12 degrees outside, you know, when your electricity is off for 48, 72 hours, the houses were getting down into the 40s. I know that we literally kept some of our produce, our eggs, cheese, milk, stuff like that. We were able to keep it in our bathroom because that was the one that's not very well insulated. It was freezing in there. And I know for a lot of you, not only was it uncomfortable, it was really, really a bad deal to not have that electricity. And you don't want to be without your electricity. Similarly, in the summer when it hits, let's say a tropical storm or a hurricane hits you, and you could be out of power for that long. I mean, that's something you do not want to be without. And this really, really put a magnifying glass on that. Generator Supercenter is right here in Houston. They're the number one. They're the nation's number one dealer for the Generac automatic standby generators. And Generator Supercenter has, you know, basically what they're going to do for you is get you set up with a standalone generator that is going to be automatic standby. So as soon as your power goes off, these generators come on, or this generator will come on for you, and you are going to be set up. Let the professionals at Generator Supercenter take care of you. Go to generatorsupercenter.com. That's generatorsupercenter.com. You can find that location and you can get a hold of them and get that peace of mind that you didn't have before the big winter freeze. Have that at your home at all times. GeneratorSupercenter.com.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. I know I have, I guess there's an inquisition here going to happen.
Inquisition would imply that if you don't answer the way we'd like, we're going to torture you. That's not the case. I just have questions. You were out one of your many vacations. You are the you follow Charlie Palillo's lead now.
And I took 2 days off,
and then you took more days off.
I had them coming from last year.
Yeah, I understand.
And
excuses.
Oh, by the way,
we get it.
And
understood.
Now I'll be here for the next.
Understood.
Take any Fridays off.
Understood. Okay. Charlie the second. Understood. There was a question that developed because when one of the days you're out, the Texans announced or whoever announced that the Texans had hired Dylan Thompson from the Lions to be their character coach, another in a long line of things to make fun of the Texans
over. A guy, and I saw that while I was there, and he's a big Jack Easterby fan.
Yes.
Because they knew each other from South Carolina?
Yes, he was a quarterback there at one point.
Yeah, yeah.
It turns out, though, that's not the story. It turns out I went to Dylan Thompson to see if he had some Jack Easterby-like quotes, and while he's not crip-walking, he is a man of God, so there are some quotes from the Bible. Turns out there's one person in my circle following him. And it's you. So the question for us is, why the hell are you following Dylan Thompson?
I don't. The two of you looking at me like,
yeah.
Okay, I want answers here.
Do you want to explain why you're following Dylan Thompson?
How did this come about?
South Carolina quarterback?
Y'all haven't seen the Mauritanian where the interrogation. And this looks just like the interrogation.
Do you want to tell us?
There was a black guy and a white guy.
I hear some deflecting going on.
Okay.
Deflecting.
All right.
Okay. Well, we're still waiting.
We're still waiting.
Kind of like this.
Why?
Do you
want to
tell us
reason?
Why you're following Dylan Thompson, a South Carolina quarterback?
Because I follow every South Carolina quarterback.
You follow Steve Tannehill too?
Yeah, Steve Tannehill with the hair.
Yeah.
Great hair he's got.
Maybe that's inspired your ducktail for a little bit.
Maybe.
But there has to be an explanation. I know you're.
I don't have that beautiful hair.
Your boy is a man of God too. Did that. Spur this on.
Don't give him an out.
That what? Might have been it. I don't know, though. I don't know why.
Are you following Jack Easterby's latest hire and sycophant?
And probably before he got the job.
Yeah, it was before. I don't know why. I don't know why.
You know,
maybe
why?
I followed him when he got the job.
No.
You followed him the same day? Because that's when we saw it.
He literally was hired. You were out of town in Mexico.
I know, but I saw that.
You're scrolling your thing
that.
Like, ooh, I better follow him in Mexico. No. You don't even check our text messages.
Why would you rush to follow Dylan
Thompson?
Let me look
and see who I'm following and when I followed him.
You're following Dylan Thompson. Dell knows that for a fact.
I know.
The only person that I'm connected with on Twitter that's following Dylan Thompson.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Did I not know
Dylan Thompson?
That's not an explanation. What drove you to follow him? Was it the quotes?
I've been following him since, I don't
know. It doesn't tell you the date.
It
just goes in order of when you followed somebody.
I don't know. Maybe he had some kind of quote or something, and I liked it or something. And maybe Jack Easterby retweeted it. Am I following Easterby? I don't even think I'm following Easterby.
Can I tell you what the word is?
I'm
on
following
the
Pope. Can I follow the Pope?
That's fine.
Don't try to deflect.
That's understandable.
Wait a minute.
Here is the Dylan Thompson,
the Pope, and then Dylan Thompson's right here.
Okay. Can I tell you what people are actually saying?
What is it?
What the word is?
What's the word on the street?
The word on the street is that you could be a sleeper cell for Jack Easterby. You come in to the media. You're anti-Jack. You get in with us. And we're like, oh, this guy's anti-Jack, too, like the rest of us.
Oh, this is insulting. I'm going through your... I know, Lance, you got a point. I'm going through your recent follows, and KJ texted me, and I assumed he was talking about Dylan Thompson. You just started following KJ on Saturday. Did you unfollow him and follow him back?
No, I didn't know I wasn't following him.
So
KJ put out something nice about me.
So one of Jack Easterby's guys was followed before our own KJ from Cougars.
I didn't know I wasn't following. I don't know who I'm... Listen, there are a lot of people I'm not following that I should be following.
There's a lot of people you are following, apparently, that are friends with Jack Easterby.
I'm
curious.
Going through the list.
Sleeper cell.
No.
This is the timeline. I'm looking at who the order. There was Trey. Shout out to Trey. Some gentleman named Patrick Storm. Jason Braddock. Some place called.
Are you going through all my followers?
No, I'm going through the order. I can find it. It goes by order.
Oh,
on when you go on the desktop app. or the desktop.
Maybe I've been following Dylan Thompson a while.
Jason Braddock, LG Sports, then Dylan Thompson, and then Harrison Lerman, then the Roughnecks. So you've been following for quite a bit.
Would you like to? I still haven't heard an explanation.
I think I saw a quote from him or something, and I said, oh, well, here's one. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27.
That's the Pope saying that, probably.
No, it was John. It was in the gospel.
Yeah, but it's quoting the gospel. Did the Pope retweet that?
No, that was just Dylan Thompson sent that out.
In order,
for as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear
this,
him. Psalm 103.
This is
11.
Insane.
Did the Houston Texans retweet that?
No, the Houston Texans did not retweet it.
This is insane, Lance. He started. Did you unfollow Raheel then refollow him? Because Dylan Thompson is followed before Raheel was.
The sleeper cell. I'm following the money now. In honor of Raheel, I'm going to follow
the
money.
Have you been following Dylan Thompson for years? For like five? When did you start following Raheel?
How far back is Jack from Chicago?
The Roughnecks are only a year old, and I followed them after.
Twitter wants to know if Jack
I've been following Dylan Thompson for a year.
Is Jack Easterby from Chicago? Has this been put in motion for over 20 years?
The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love.
You can't just keep reading the Psalms on the air.
This is what Dylan Thompson puts out, and I enjoyed it.
I think the underrated part of this is who he wasn't following.
I know.
Like, Raheel got a follow after Dylan Thompson got a follow.
Oh, look, Raheel, let me follow him.
I think I accidentally unfollowed Raheel.
Tillman got a follow after Dylan Thompson got a follow.
Tillman did?
Yes. Patrick Creighton got a follow after Dylan Thompson got a follow. Nick's Place got a follow after Dylan Thompson got a follow.
I'll probably unfollow Nick's Place.
Are you sure that's in order?
It goes, when you go on the desktop, it goes in order when you follow someone.
Yeah, but look at Galatians 6:9. And let us not grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up.
I would be insulted by this list.
So here's the thing. If John is actually part of Jack's crew, so he's in here. He can do so much damage from inside the media world. He can report to Jack about what we're saying, what we're hearing. He can go to his other media friends like Seth, and he can go to, you know, his friends like Matt Thomas and Ross and Indy Kalu and John Lopez. And like, hey, guys, what do y'all think of Jack Easterby? Hey, fellow radio people, what do y'all think about Jack Easterby? And he's probably wired. He could be wired so Jack can come back and listen to all that stuff. Are you wearing a wire now?
Wearing a wire? Just because I'm following Dylan Thompson?
Yeah, but it's something in your shoe?
I like Dylan Thompson. He quotes a lot of
Bible
verses.
You know who else likes
him?
Jack Easterby.
Why can't...
Nobody knows is following him except you. And you don't even remember. You're like, I don't remember following him.
I don't remember following him.
This list is insane. The order... KJ got a follow after Dylan Thompson got a follow.
KJ just got a follow this weekend.
That's what he said. He texted me. Yeah. He's like, John just followed me this Saturday.
Right.
After Dylan.
Way after Dylan Thompson.
No, there's all kinds of great.
Maybe John thought Dylan was an XFL prospect.
Nah. He's been out of playing football for a little bit now.
Yeah,
John Rose Bolton Granado.
Why can't I follow someone who quotes...
The Easterby send their regards. Is what he will say before completing the battle red, deep steel blue, Liberty White wedding. The battle red wedding would be a great name for it. The Easterby send their regards. It's on Twitch. Everyone can see this.
This is not...
You going to tell on AJ, too, and Fred for saying bad things about Easterby?
No, I just followed Dylan Thompson because I like his Twitter handle. He sends a lot of Bible verses.
Your defense just brings on more questions.
What? About Bible verses? Okay, heathen.
You decided to follow Dylan Thompson because of Bible verses?
I have no idea why I followed Dylan Thompson.
Look at this. I ran into John Granato at a coffee shop, and he was having coffee with this guy. And it's Jack Easterby with one of those with glass and nose with the mustache.
Mm. All right, one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
the guy put down a briefcase, and then when they finished their coffee, John picked up the briefcase and left. #sleeper cell.
The Inquisition is grilling Granato. He needs a lawyer ASAP. John, just say you were hacked. I was hacked. Somebody got in. Yes, the power of Christ compels. That's right.
Damning evidence.
I think I followed Dylan Thompson because of, I don't know what. I don't know why.
He can't, Lance, he can't even tell us why he did it.
I have no idea.
I've never seen him this befuddled.
I'm not befuddled. I don't know why.
It feels like you're caught red-handed being a sleeper cell.
I feel good about Dylan Thompson. Maybe. I mean, and dude, did I not know he's going to be something great in life?
I wonder what words.
He's going to run an NFL organization someday.
I wonder what words triggered John to activate him. Like sleeper cells, they have an activation word. Is there something that you hear and then you get activated to do things for Jackie?
Maybe
should be
John. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I mean, this whole thing is just begging for more questions.
What? Wait a minute. Since when are you? Is there an inquisition about who you follow on
because
Twitter?
Because it's Dylan Thompson of all people. Lance, is there anyone else in your circle? You follow more people than I do. Anyone else following Dylan Thompson? If you go to Dylan Thompson's profile, you'll see who's following him besides John.
What is his? Hold on. There can't be too many Dylan Thompsons.
No, you can just type in Dylan. It'll come up.
No, I don't know.
Dylan Thompson.
I say to the Lord, yeah, this is him. How did he ever get hired? Following. Okay, here's who's NFL Total Access, Christian Fuchs, but he follows everybody on Earth. Wheels Up, everybody on Earth. A coach named Kyle Krantz.
See?
Caroline
Not
Frazier.
Me.
That's Park Frazier's biggest fan.
But John is not a follower of many people.
Shane Beamer, Coach Beamer's son. Tori Petri.
Oh, that's a South Carolina guy.
Vanessa Richardson.
Well, you follow a lot of people.
Coach Tube.
Vanessa Richardson?
Watson. Am I following Deshaun Watson?
You should be.
You must be.
Why am I following Deshaun Watson?
Why are you following him?
Yeah, I don't follow. Aaron Reese, Anthony Beck, John Granato.
There he is.
Chris Burke, Landry Locker. See who some of your other friends are. Agent Michael Parrott, Field Yates.
See?
Bruce Feldman, Matt Miller.
Why can't we follow good people? Since when is this a crime in this country that you follow someone?
Sean Pendergast, Adam Wexler, and Frank Caliendo.
Huh.
What the hell's Frank Caliendo following?
He might want to do an impression of him someday.
Well, he better start off with a biblical verse.
That's right. You're damn right. There's nothing wrong with that, by the way. And oh, by the way, this is a little bit, this is bothersome.
What is?
That you can't follow someone who's religious.
You can follow anyone you'd like.
Good and wholesome, and all of a sudden there's an inquisition.
Why would
about
you
it.
Know about Dylan Thompson? Unless you were part of Jack's cabal.
I love South Carolina football. That's why.
Unless you were part of Jack's cabal, you would not even know.
It's 8:58 ESPN.
How old is Dylan Thompson? Did I write him up?
ESPN 97.5.
Early 30s now, right?
Is he that old?
Probably.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Warrior sound! Real. Let's go! Fun. Sports.